Next model we are going to discuss is incremental oblique iterative model. Of course, it is a improvisation of previous model we discussed. Here now we have iterations 1, 2, 3, 4, n number of iterations, where each iteration consists of different phases. Which are phases? Analysis, design, implementation, testing. So one iteration itself, one complete flow. Okay. So it is writing for requirement analysis, design for that particular analysis, implementation of it, and testing of it. So one iteration give me some part of entire project development. Now this outcome we are going to plug with next iteration. Again we start further analysis of requirement, and you add on the analysis part of it with the previous analysis, and then accordingly you add on into the designs, implementation and testing. Go on like that. So iteration 1, 2, 3, 4, n number of iteration. Like that the developmental is incremental. So let us say entire scope out of 100%, first iteration we cover 10%, next iteration we add let us say 5%, so iteration 15% cover the scope, next iteration may add 10%, 25%, and so on. We go on incremental order of covering the entire scope rather than thinking of every aspect at first stage, at initial stage. So this is something very important, that iterations by iteration incrementally we are going to evolve. It is like spiral way of doing it only, that what we discuss in spiral type of model, but the way the presentation is different. So it is like one complete phase is one iteration. Again, the advantage is flexibility and adaptability, because that is what we are looking for, agility or the adaptation to the new changes, okay, accommodating the new changes, right? Early product delivery, here we are having iterations. So probably the one thing is very clear, that the phase by phase, or we can say the entire phase cover the 1% of the project done. So it is much easy to plan, or you can see the tracking and delivery, or the time scheduling is easy or easy to manage. Okay. Continuous improvement. Continuous improvement, as I said, we are going from iteration into iteration. We can see the improvement or improvisations at every iteration we can incorporate. And again, we are doing testing at every phase end. So now user will be involved, their inputs will be taken, and probably requirement analysis we can add on with that new changes or new requirements. This itself will reduce our risk, because anything going wrong at the final stage is very well taken care at various iterations. So there will be less scope or less chances of you are deviating from the requirement or you are missing out on the scope. So risk management is easy. And testing validation is obviously a part and parcel of every iteration, which will ensure that your project is moving in the correct direction. User feedback, users are involved in every phase, every iterations, their feedback is taken, new requirement analysis, we move on to the next increment. So it is, user feedback is always going to be a plus, so that user also become a part of your project, and for developer, you are giving the confidence. Your requirements are being fulfilled, and now we are moving to the next scope of requirements. Better resource allocation. Yes, so we know that every iteration, what is the resource requirement? Because iteration is like dividing the entire scope into small iterations. Rather than thinking of entire scope, we are dividing and conquering it. So it will be, accordingly you can plan the resources also. Smaller require manageable chunk of abilities you required to control way of handling the project, that will give another basic advantage for estimation, tracking, planning, everything. You can have better quality, because you are moving from small iterations for incrementally, and that is why you can improvising incrementally, the quality is going to enhance, less chances of defects, because at small stages you are going to verify it, and then you are moving ahead. That's why it is going to improve the quality. You got a major control, because regular process reviews at the end of each iteration give the project manager better control over the project. This is another important aspect. Of course, there are disadvantages. Complexity in planning, because planning required continuously after every iterations. It is not like a previous model where you did a planning at initial phase and then you just deployed, or you can go through the process of implementation. It's not that way. So you have to plan at every iteration, coordinate, manage every iteration. But it itself can be an advantage many times, especially in complex project. Integration challenges, because continuous integration, new increment or iteration can challenge ensure new features are there. So when it is a thing which is not rigid, or you have to adapt the new modifications, that's going to be a challenge for integrations. Okay, so existing requirement you are tested, now something new crop in, so you have to how to manage with that, or how to adapt that into your existing codes or existing modules is another challenge in that type of process. See, this is the same thing. The flexibility is good from customer point of view, but not good for the developer point of view, because maybe some changes are there which are to be adapted from the phase one, increment level one, or you can say iteration level one. So that becomes very tedious or challenging task. New things, how to get into the existing one. Resource demand, iterative development can require more resources in terms of testing and integration efforts, because every phase or every iteration, there is a testing. And it is continuous feedback adaptation. So there are some plus and minus, because obviously things quality wise, it is good, but you have to deploy more resources. These are some drawbacks. Documentation overheads are there, implementing initial product, then management complexity. These are all terms which are very much clear from the text, right? So I need not to elaborate on that. Next is RUP. This is something phase manner. Again, we can see there is a continuous loop each phases. Okay, the phase which is called reception, elaboration, construction, and transition. So each, there is a continuous loop back between phase one, phase two, phase two and phase three, phase two. So go, no go cycle is there. So whether we have to move on to the next stage or not. So there is a life cycle objectives. Every phase there are objectives, and we have to ensure that those objectives are met before going ahead. So there is something like, look like a water flow, but it is a waterfall model, but it is like a different way of handling it, because there is a feedback at every phase, unlike waterfall model. So it can take care of changes, transitions at every phase. So you can see in inception phase, it is a requirement analysis, we can say a scope defining, where you have 10% of effort. So efforts are very crucial to understand it every phases. Emphasis on gaining the idea, vision of the product, hence done just once on the projects. Primarily sequential and non-iterative. So it is a initial phase where you are going to visualize the thing, you are going to understand the thing and plan it. So rough estimation, cost, everything we are going to do in the inception phase. Even risk identification, prioritization, these are all there. Okay, before going to the next phase. Elaboration phase, you are going to get into the more details of it, like specific use cases which you will come out for development point of view. So use cases where you will have various flow chart, then various activity diagram, data flow diagram, all details you will do in the use case with the things, and the more efforts will be required where you are actually elaborating, right? So each use case cover it, interaction dialogue between the different acts or actors in the business perspective. So all these aspects will give a better insight to the developer or the coder, and it will lead to the granular level clarity, functional level clarity to the developer. Baseline software architecture generated detailed estimation of resource at this stage. Elaboration stage, we are going to do all this. Baseline software architecture and the resource planning, estimation, everything. Other tasks in this phase include refining the initial requirements, estimating it, reviewing it, So before going to the final deployment or the further development, you are going to estimate a lot of things in terms of money, time, risk. So all those aspects, and of course the quality. Okay, so these all things will be done in the elaboration phase. Then you are actually start working on it. That is the construction phase, and it is taking maximum effort, that is 70%. Here the systems are built in a series of iteration, and it is incremental. So you can see this type of things is more or less connect with the previous models. Only thing, they are differently presented and adapted, we can say. Refer to the process of developing and testing software. So it is a construction, and again it is recursive, where there is a feedback, closed loop feedback from development, testing, validation, verification. This is all happening in a loop. So design, even design improvisation happening continuously in this case. In the construction phase, there are a lot of efforts, maximum resources being utilized, because that is a very vital phase. Finally, there is a transition phase. Transition is equivalent of implementation of other methodologies. So some changes, final deployment level may have some issues, and then we have to modify certain things. You have to get different process modifications, or maybe different tools or different interfaces. That transition you have to go for, and that may be a transition phase. Advantage, iterative development. So it can adapt the flexibility, early detection of issues, which we already discussed in the previous model, since it is iterative type of thing, and it is continuous loop back feedback, which is a very important aspect of this model, to ensure that it is evolving and it can absorb the changes without losing the quality. Even issues can be detected at early stage and the rectification can be done. Risk management, obviously, since the things are done at as and when required at every stages, and it is a continuous assessment and improvisation, so naturally the risk management will be better. Requirement management, clear documentation, user involvement. These are two important aspects. So emphasis on clear documentation of requirement help to the developer point of view, when it sit with the logic or sit with the algorithm, how it is adapted into the code, that will be possible through clear documentation. User involvement, since the users are obviously a part of the development, so it help us to take care of all the risk factors, or maybe the rectification aspects, the requirement analysis point of view, all the aspects are covered or not, so that will help us. Quality assurance, as I said, it is a continuous testing, so that help us any missed out or any drawbacks, or we can say shortcomings, which we are not taken care of at the various stages of development, it will be taken care because of continuous testing. And we are meeting the higher standard of quality. Component-based architecture. This is something very important. See, when you have component-based, you are developing module for multi-purpose, multitasking. If you look at the object-oriented programming concept, bottom-up approach, you probably remember the engineers who have worked on the development software development aspect. There are many objects which are inherited, which can be polymorphism type of concepts we can adapted in object-oriented programming. So it is reusability. Same function can behave differently as you pass on the various parameter. Accordingly, it deliver the different output. So that is what is the aspect of reusability, and very much possible with object-oriented programming. Scalability is also an important aspect when you develop software. It should handle that level of scale of data, the process complexity, and all that thing. It is a structural approach, comprehensive framework, clarity and consistency. These are all some important aspects when you talk about component-based architecture. It is very, very important that when you look at the complete software or complete system, if you know the modules, you know the component level architecture, you can exactly pinpoint where the issue can be, rather than just going through the entire module or entire architecture of it. So module development or the component level development, it is ideally a good idea when you are going for software development. Disadvantage, complexity, steep learning curve required, because you have to continuously in the learning phase, you have to adapt the new things. So that is most important challenge of software industry. People have low learning curve, cannot sustain. We have to keep learning technologically also, and the requirement wise also, there are things which are always going to be evolving. So implementation challenge is also there. Of course, these are models where we talk about always the scope of improvisation. But that itself become a challenge. That is required extra efforts for planning, testing, development, every aspect. Resource intensive. Again, since this is repetitive things and continuous thing, you require more time, more money to have team of more skilled people. Testers also required, developers also required, system level, unit level, all those different level you have to incorporate the people, and of course there are time. So that is what it is, resource intensive. Customization needed, not one size fit all. So this is something which is required. The things which are customized, like personalized, we can say, or customized to the user end or user requirement point of view. That is what we are looking for, because people are now more on that point of view, how it can be a something for my requirement, not for generalized things. It is more on specialization. Okay, so that we have to see how we can develop. But if you have component level approach, probably few component only we have to modify here and there, and you get that thing customized. That is the advantage of this type of thing, models. Overhead, the efforts to tailor the RPU to specific project needs to be, can create overheads and complexity. Obviously, there will be overheads, because continuous process of improvisation leads to more complexity and overheads. Potential of bureaucracy, the structure and formal approach can sometimes leads to the bureaucratic approach process, and it may slow down decision making, because you have to follow the hierarchy for any changes. You have to get through the approvals, and that itself become a hindrance for improvisation as well as time aspect. It is not suitable for small project, maybe too heavy weights for small project, because such for small project you can't have that sort of complexity, and that's why you need not to adopt this type of model. Dependency on skill, manpower, need expertise, because this particular model itself, because some very professional level approach is being adapted in this. So required people with the required skills and professionalism to handle this. And you require continuous training, because various aspects and team required to be motivated, trained to meet that aspects. Next is something which is very useful one in complex and IT projects which are very large in scope. Agile development model. As name suggests, it is agile. So it is adaptable to the all modifications, or it is going to be understanding in the new requirement, new scope, getting part of it in the project as and when it is developing. So agile methodology, accepting the all changes. So it is of course a phase manner, going through the similar type of phases, requirement, development, design, testing and all that thing. But it is a continuous aspect, and further on it is going to be accepting new things. So even though core project is one thing, but continuous modification or maintenance, it is going to be part of that software or that product or the project which is already implemented. Okay, so that is why, but it is agile in the sense it always there to adapt the new things. So flexibility and adaptability is a key thing with this particular model. It is responsive to the changes. So it welcomes the changes rather. It is meant for the changes and the late development changes. So it is adapting and ensuring rather anything new in the market in terms of technology, in terms of customer requirement, business requirement, it welcomes, no issue. And of course it is iterative development. So it has to be that way so that it allow the frequent changes and the reassessment of that, readjustment, recoding of it, and matching with the new things. That is the biggest advantage of agile methodology. Customer and stakeholders involvement is crucial in this, because it is a continuous feedback on basis of which we required the changes adaptation. So regular involvement of these people is a part and parcel of this model. It is user-centric development. So it prioritizes user and end users scenario, and so that they are always a major stakeholders or a party in the development process. And that itself helps to minimize the risk and ensuring the product quality, ensuring that finally the product work well and as per the user requirement and demand. So that is what I said. Frequent testing and incremental release ensure that you are adapting the new things, verifying it, and then deploying it. So it is a continuous integration and regular testing. This is part and parcel of this model. So it is incremental, things will come out as a versions. Version 1, 2, 3, 4 and all that. Every version will be having new incremental thing which is being adapted into the overall scope or the requirement of the project. That is the beauty of this particular model. It involves a lot of collaboration and communication. So cross-functional team. So things are so agile, it has to be well communicated or documented, and it has to be harnessed or synchronized so that team working on the different aspects of the project and it is adapting that aspects is to be in proper coordination. So of course you need to have a proper communication system, the platform through project management softwares, we can do that coordination nicely. Daily stand-up, regular stand-up meetings, enhance communication, help identify blockers early and keep them team aligned. So this is an important aspect because it is agile. The team has to be in coordination or in sync. Faster time to market, quick release. See, here we are come out with some version, first version. May not be meeting entire requirement, but you come out with the version, get the input from the market, improvise on that. So accordingly, you can evolve, and you, since your model itself is agile, it can easily adapt the aspects of the new things. It prioritizes features, focus on the delivering the most valuable feature. First, ensure critical functionalities are available. So features are goes on added. The initial main features are already deployed. Based on that, the once it is in the market, any new features are required that can be add on and easily accepted. Then there is a transparency, visibility into process. Regular updates and review provide the stakeholder with clear, not only the developers, the end users, the all stakeholders can get the complete view of the project, how it is going to be and going to work as a deliverables, what way it is going to help the business. And that is, that transparency is clearly visible in during the process itself. And that is a great advantage. Now, disadvantage, of course, they are less predictable since things are moving uncertain. So we can't predict how long it may take, how much cost it will involve. So there are variable scopes, it's constantly changing. So more uncertainty, risk is also more, whether we can meet the requirements or not within a given time frame and all. So uncertain outcome. So there is always nothing very clear at the initial stage. It is always evolving, and that is part of the methodology itself. It may be advantage, but other side it is disadvantage because things are not very clear. Documentation itself is a challenge. So these things are changing, so you can't just freeze it in very first phase. It is a long-term aspect. You have to keep changing the things as then when the new things adapted, modified. So there is a continuous documentation, minimal documentation, but it is the versions which we have to adapt into this documentation. Require high customer involvement. So obviously it is good thing, but since your customer involvement is there, the time consuming and the cost, sometimes cost also involved in that. Okay. So their availability, the user availability, stakeholder availability. So it is not in your control in a way, right? So it may extend your schedule. You can't really track and control their schedule. Team dependency, you have to have more skilled people because things are changing. Probably you require a new software to adapt to get into that scope of the business or that particular functionality into the project. So you require people with the different skills. So collaboration required, because as I said, there is a team which is working from different locations and you have to collaborate with them, synchronize them, and the things are working at very massive scale. So it is very, very important to have continuous monitoring, tracking, communication, all those aspects. Changing requirement, scope, creep in, and that flexibility is an advantage of this agile model, but this itself handling will be a very difficult thing. That is why it is put into the disadvantage. Initial learning and cultural changes. See, learning curve, team, I already previously explained that. Learning curve is a basic requirement of development team. We have to have people motivated to get the new things, adapt new things very quickly and start delivering it effectively. Right? So that is where we have to focus as a project in charge or project manager. You have to have your team which is having that type of aspect. Cultural aspect is also important because we are leading with the people from the different cultures, maybe different countries. So all the aspects are we have to understand. Work culture is different, their understanding is different, languages are different. So that way we have to adapt. Transition to the agile requirement, significant culture shift, which can be challenging for any project lead to coordinate with the people. Okay? And massive projects are like that. So we have to have that sort of built-in culture which can absorb many things, and traditionally you can control the things. We have to have process to adapt with the various cultural aspects, people aspects, very much seriously. Finally, I'm just touching on new technologies and the new models, because now technology evolves so much. All those what we discussed so far may not be in line with the new things which are coming up, like cloud-based application. Now most of the project going to be cloud-based. So there is a DevOps model. So it is aimed to automate, integrate. See, now we have our AI-based things where we can automate a lot of things. Even the coding itself can be automated or done at maybe up to 80%, and 20% fine-tuning can be done by people, right? So that way, it's a different scenario altogether now. So we have to have the model which can adapt with this. So collaboration, continuous integration, continuous delivery, automation is a streamlined requirement of these new models. So it is not like something which is sequential, but it is a continuous development cycle, and that is what DevOps model can be suitable for. Lean software development is far from lean manufacturing aspect, where we more focus on minimizing the waste. So waste in terms of efforts, time, cost. It emphasizes concept of reducing work in progress, optimizing the flow, empowering the team to make decisions so that any time delays will be curtailed. And the cost, of course, indirectly will be curtailed. So obviously, the sustainability aspect, when you talk about, this aspect will be covered up through lean means of it. So lean manufacturing aspect is where you are trying to minimize the material wastage, time wastage. Same aspect here we are covering with the software development. So these are some development models which take care of this particular aspect into their models. Then there are feature-driven development, is again iterative, incremental, which already discussed, but these are some specifically we can say these are tools which we can adapt it into development. So we can have new features in the product, in the existing feature you can adapt and incrementally drive that new features will drive it in particular development cycle. Now, at the gross level, after going through so many models, what do you understand? There are primarily five phases or processes: acquisition, supply, development, operations, and maintenance. See, these are five processes that is a part and parcel of your development cycle. Okay? And there are supporting processes. These are core, five are the core processes or primary processes, and there are supporting processes. Which are those? Documentation, configuration management, quality insurance or assurance, we can say, verification, validation, reviews, joint reviews, audit, This is also a very important process. Third party audits, so that the people involved may not be only part of it, but someone else coming from outside agency can audit it and ensure it, especially security aspect of the project. Problem resolution process. So any issues are there, how we can handle that, how we can resolve it. So these are all something which is required parallel, or we can see supporting in the total life cycle. So core and the supporting, these are the part of the two activities or process part that we have to understand in the life cycle processes. In a gross level, again, there are four processes we can distinguish: management process, infrastructure process, improvement process, and training process. So these are processes. Management processes, what we can see is it defines the basic activities of management, including project management, which we are discussing so much in this course, and the life cycle, entire life cycle of development, how management is involved in this. Infrastructural processes define the resource mainly, underlying to handle this process, you have to ensure that all activities establish underlying structure. It may be architectural part, hardware part, software tools, all those underlying. Even manpower, skill, that is infrastructural requirement or resource requirement, we can say. Improvement process, this define how we can have continuous improvisation in terms of we can say developers, suppliers, stakeholders, all the aspect. So all those things ultimately leads to what? How to establish, monitor and control and then improve. See, it is a, unless we have something measurable things, how can you monitor it? And then on that basis you can control it, and on that basis you can improvise it. And that is why improvement process is very vital. Now training, as I said, learning curve is a crucial part of software development. So you have to have continuous one department working on training to adapt to the new things, new technology. Your team is having that sort of adaptation easily with the required trainings, so that they are equipped as and when required to handle that project. Finally, I am mentioning some tools, which are not all, but some which are majorly used by software people for coordinating the project. GitHub is very, very commonly used, which is as a repository for their projects at different stages. Okay, so you can have storage, and that repository where you can, you know, common sharing of the code, source code, modification, improvisation can be done easily because it is shareable thing and it is very easily coordinated. Jira is again another tool which you can adapt in the software development for workflow management and team coordination. So these are all aspects which will be covered in the tools, majorly for coordination and tracking, especially in agile software development. This is another tool, Linear B, effectively managing. So I just listing out few content of that tool, what way it can help you. See, tools are always there as a supporting part of your coordination, your management, and you can always utilize it so that your, you know, activities can be well managed, or it is in well controlled way. You get a better dashboard, or you can see a lot of communication, ease of communication. All these tools will help you in that sense. So you can go through the text. These are tools which can be useful in your process of development. Finally, thank you. It was a very long chapter, but one of the very important chapters for software development. Thank you very much.